This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We got the latest read on the state of American manufacturing this morning, too. And you can pick your term for it here if you want to. Contracting, softening, weakening are a couple that come to mind. The Institute for Supply Management, which does a survey of manufacturers to come up with something called the Purchasing Managers Index, PMI in the vernacular. It says we are now in the ninth straight month of contraction. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains what that means for the rest of this economy.
Of the 18 manufacturing sectors highlighted in July's PMI report, all but two were slowing down. Darrell West is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
I mean, the sectors that actually are growing were petroleum as well as furniture. There remains a very robust demand there.
People are still glamming up their homes, and the hot summer increasing electricity demand, plus summer travel, helped out the oil industry.
But in virtually every other area, apparel, plastics, electronics, food, and transportation, the manufacturing activity actually was down.
Some of that has to do with manufacturers' ongoing struggle to predict demand. Consumers are still spending, but who knows for how long. But all the caution in manufacturing doesn't necessarily signal a broader economic downturn, according to Tom Derry, CEO of the Institute for Supply Management. He says that's because manufacturing only makes up about 11 to 12% of U.S. GDP. Most of the country's economic output is in the services sector.
And its relatively strong performance appears to have held us up out of the recessionary period that otherwise we might have expected just on the manufacturing numbers alone.
Derry says despite all the softness, slowing, contraction, etc., manufacturers are ready to ramp things up if they start to see the demand for it. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.